Hello, this is Ryokyu Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish that existence of your light shines and emanate people around you and the world. So as your life, so as your future, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, next two vows are motivation of the lighting. This sentence, these two vows, are that to wish that you be the great example that other people wish to reverse to appear on, to wish to practice, to wish to be an existence of the light. Well, let's see the sentence. When I reach into the Buddhahood, if there is anyone in my world, any humans and or the divines are in not good reputation, have not good reputation, I will not gain the true enlightenment. See, Dharmakaras, this vow of the Dharmakara is wishing that, is putting vow that anyone who is in his world, any humans, any divines, example that the people adore us, that wish I wish to be like this person. This is the meaning of the not hearing any word of the badness of the any beings in his world. So as the next bow is more stronger, because when I reach into the Buddhahood, all the 10 world of the 10 directions of the countless number of the Buddhas, all of them will praise and praise my name. I will not be enlightened. These two vows are the set. How Dharmakara will be praised? Of course, by the people who are in his world, or divines who are in his world. Yes, let's put it this way. If you are in Sangha, let's say that you created something. Practice community. People are happy to practice in the community that you created, that they follow, and they're so happy about it. What makes you to be praised by all the other Buddhas, all the Buddhas? If the beings in your community are in the good reputations, then all the Buddhas will praise you. These are what meanings of this number 16 and number 17 vows. That you yourself be an example of the existence of the purant, existence of the practitioner, existence as who are connected to the purant, the world of enlightenment, the infinitive happiness. So therefore, I would say the best, how to be a best example, how to be a good example. bardzo praktyczna. Some people might say, practice strongly, practice hardly, or whatever. But I would say, if you are happy, if you are joyful, then people wish to be a part of what you're doing. So you gotta be the example as a happy person and a joyful person. That is the best way. That is the best way to spread the Dharma, spread the teachings, spread the way of the enlightenment. So you have a responsibility to be happy, to be joyful. That's much better than thousands of the Dharma talk. The joyfulness is the best way to spread Dharma. Happiness should be shared. But to share the happiness, you have to show it how happy you are, but not in the egoistic way. Not in a personal way. I don't mean show off something like. What I mean happiness is not something happiness physically. Not the happiness you gain by the physically. The happiness that which springs out from deep inside of your existence, where there is no separation of the self and others, the beyond the duality, the border of the subject and object, there is a source of the existence, which is the connection point of the with the great spirit of the universe, which the joyfulness springs out every moment, the happiness penetrate from your deep inside of existence and penetrate to the field around you and feel to the whole world. Let's share this oneness of the energy of the great love of the great spirit of the universe. It exists deep inside of yourself, where there's no non-duality world, and that's where all the happiness of the also the phenomenon happens. May you connect to the deepest level of the source, your existence, which is where the joyfulness springs out. May you connect to the non-duality state deep inside yourself, where the great love penetrate all your existence to warm hold your heart and body, and not only to yourself but the people around you and people in the whole world. That is the meaning of the be an example as a practitioner, as a person who reveals to the pure one the world of the enlightenment. May you be a such existence.